The United Nations said it's suspending relief operations in Gaza because its personnel, installations and convoys are coming under increasing attack from the Israeli military. A local UN driver was killed as he was loading humanitarian supplies onto trucks at a border crossing. In another incident, a clearly marked UN convoy in Beit Hanun came under fire in what UN officials described as deliberate targeting. 2 days ago, Israeli forces fired on several UN-run schools in Gaza, in one instance killing more than 30 people. UN spokesman Christopher Gunness said the organization had no choice but to suspend operations in Gaza.
And they are suspended until the Israeli army can guarantee the safety and the security of our personnel, of our convoys and of our installations.
Israel also came in for heavy criticism from the International Red Cross and stands accused of hampering ambulance access to civilians. ICRC Deputy Director for Operations Dominic Stillhart described an instance of ICRC and Palestinian Red Crescent Society workers having to wait 4 days to reach a group of bombed houses.
We reached it and we finally found in one house 4 children still alive next to their dead mothers. In another house 15 survivors, many of them wounded, and yet in another house more corpses that we finally managed to evacuate.
Israel's military offensive is nearing the end of its second week amid daily air, ground, and naval bombardments against what Israel says are Hamas-related targets. The aim, Israel says, is to stop Hamas rocket fire into Israel and, in the longer term, keep Hamas from being able to rearm. Hamas has continued to fire rockets into southern Israel, and at least 3 rockets were fired from southern Lebanon into northern Israel on Thursday, raising initial fears that Lebanon's Shiite militant group Hezbollah may be trying to open up a second front of fighting. But Hezbollah says it had nothing to do with the attack, and the general view now is that it was an isolated incident, likely the work of a splinter Palestinian group in Lebanon. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.